Hey everyone, welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's your girl Trish. So today's episode is same-sex dating. Now, we all have some friends or may know of some people who, you know, like to date the same sex. And today we have Leash speaking about some of her experiences. Hi, Leash.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay, so Leash, what are some of your dating techniques? Whether you're looking for, well, we're going to say you date both men and females, correct?
Right.
All right. So what are some of the dating techniques you use? Where are you meeting people?
Basically, it's mostly social media. I don't really go out. I'm too busy to go out, and I'm always on the phone. So I always basically just, I might slide in a DM. I might like a couple of pictures and they might slide in my DM. So that's how it normally goes. And it starts as like a text buddy and it increases from there.
All right. So I'm having issues because nobody is sliding in my DM. Nobody is doing anything. They're not sending me no pictures. I'm not getting no comments. I'm not getting anything. So it's like, what am I doing wrong? Is it the females and the males that are sliding in your DMs?
I think for me personally, I'm more aggressive when it comes to sliding in a female's DM versus me, like, versus a female coming into my DM. Girls, it could go either way. They like the aggression, or they just, you know, are just chill and just wait for someone to slide in their DM. So basically, I just do all the work, I guess you can say.
Really? So yeah. Do you think, is it harder to date a guy, or is it harder to date a female for you?
I think it's harder to date a guy because they're not too in tune with their emotions so much.
Okay.
Females, you know, they are already, you know, emotions from day one. So I feel like it's easier to be more connected with a female than it is with a guy when you have to ask them, you know, 100 times to get assurance that, you know, if they really like you or not.
Okay. So, all right. So would you describe yourself as the aggressor in the same-sex relationship?
Like, I wouldn't call myself an AG. Like, I would not call myself that. Like, I would be the femme in the relationship. But, like, I mean, I date AGs. I don't, and I play with femmes, but I don't really would say I'm the aggressor 100%. I guess, like, if I'm dealing with a femme, then I'll probably be the aggressor. But if I'm with the AG, then I would just be very submissive.
So you don't have a preference? It can go either way for you?
Yeah. Yeah, either way.
Really? You know what? Because I have gay friends or bisexual friends, and they tell me, like, my female friends, like, they have, like, a specific type. Like, they like femmes, or they like AGs, the aggressors. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, a specific type. But you just fluid, huh?
I mean, I prefer an AG. Femmes, like, dating someone that's just like me, I might have to, you know, slap her real quick. But I would prefer an AG over a femme any day, though.
You know what? I kind of feel like I accept everyone's orientation. It's not for me, mm-hmm. because I know how I am, and I can't see myself like being in a relationship 24/7 with a female. I feel like it'll just be too much for me.
Yeah, no, I understand that. That's why, like, I would prefer an aggressive girl versus a femme, because a femme, like, you know, we all can be needy as females.
Yeah.
And then when you're with another needy female, it's just like,
it's overload.
Yes. 100%.
Okay, so do you meet people in different places? Like, do you go to this app to talk to guys or this app to talk to females?
No. I mean, they do have, like, you know, same-sex apps, dating apps and whatnot. I just dibble and dabble, like, SoulSwipe, they have, like, a feature where you could just do only girls or only guys, or you could do both guys and girls. POF is the same exact way. So I just, like, switch the button and then just see what comes up.
So you switching it up. Wait, so you got a specific day on which you going to use? Wait a minute. Listen, so everyone I've had here who's talked about any online dating stuff, they bring up SoulSwipe.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give y'all just like a little brief overview of my experience lately. So I finally downloaded SoulSwipe, did a little profile, signed on one day, was real bored. I hated the fact that I had to turn my location on, because it's like, how do you know I want Bobby to know he's a mile away from me? You know what I mean? It's a little stalker-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I turn it on, and the first thing I see is somebody I went to college with. Like, I don't want to see that.
I mean, I've seen that plenty of times. Like, I've seen people's boyfriends and people's girlfriends on there pretending that they're single. So, I mean, it happens.
I mean, listen, I'm swiping left. Hella lefts. No rights. And then I find somebody I work with. I'm like, shut down now. Delete. Make it stop. Like, end now. Like, I can't. I feel like stuff like that creates stalkers, one, because why do you have to pick up my, you know, direct location? Why do you want somebody to know that they're a mile away from you?
I mean, you could change that, though. You could change it like 20 miles, 50 miles, 30 miles. Just because they're a mile away doesn't mean that you're going to see them tomorrow in the street either.
You never know. It'll be the creepiest shit. I done swipe left. You probably swipe right and see me in ShopRite ready to fight me. Like, you never know. Like, it's too close to home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That stuff makes me, like, uneasy. So, like, give me, like, your latest experience. You told me you had a stalker experience. I want to hear this.
Oh. So, this is when, like, I first was, like, dealing with females. So, like, I guess because I came out in college, but, like, I didn't get turned out in college, if that's what you want to call it.
What does turned out mean?
It wasn't like somebody like gave me an experience in college for me to be like, oh yeah, I like girls. Like,
okay.
I've had a feeling, but I just didn't really pursue the feeling until college.
Okay.
So I came back home, and I don't know if it's still out now, but it was this website called Downlink, and it was like a lesbian website. And I met this girl. Her name was Naomi.
Okay.
And we was together.
We saying names?
Yes, we could say names.
Naomi better not come up here.
Who knows where she at now?
Ooh.
So me and her was like dating a little bit. And then, you know, we had sex. It was regular, nothing crazy. And then I was home for break, and it was like she would come to my apartment. But mind you, I just questioned, like, how did you get into the building? Because, like, somebody had to let you into the building for you to get to my apartment.
What?
Yeah. And then, like, I remember I was trying to, like, duck and dodge her because she was always like, oh, where you at? Who you with? Why so quiet in the background? Oh, put them on the phone.
I'm like,
oh, this is a lot. So then it was one time she had, somebody was ringing my doorbell. So if I know I'm not expecting company, I don't answer the door.
Right.
And so she's, like, she's ringing the bell, but I didn't know who it was. I'm like, who is it? Nobody's responding. So I called her and I'm like, where you at? She's like, open the door.
I gotta go. This is a lot.
So when I opened the door, like, you could tell like she's already like high or something like that.
So you really opened the door?
Yeah, I mean, but I stepped outside the apartment. I didn't let her come in the house.
Nah, I'm not gonna open the door until after I dial 911. No.
But yeah, she was like, oh, can I come in? I'm like, no, you're doing a lot. Like, and I could tell she was high. And, like, she had, like, a lot of, like, emotional issues going on as well. But then after that, like, she would see me on 125th Street. And then she'd be like, she'll call me. She's like, oh, I see you. I'm like, see me where? She's like, oh, I see you with that coat. You're doing a lot.
Wait.
Doing a lot.
I can't.
Yeah, so I had to, like, you know, move away from that. Then I went back to school, and that was this. I was like, all right, she don't know where I go to school at. So it was, like, a safe haven over there, and I haven't seen her in a few years now. So, yeah.
You sure? You ain't seen her, but she probably seen you.
I mean, her best friend followed me on Facebook, so, no. I mean, she probably keeping tabs. I wouldn't be surprised.
That's where you go wrong. Let me tell you something. When you encounter a stalker, right? Mm-hmm. Or somebody with stalker-ish behavior, mm-hmm. you have to block them, their family, their friends, and their blessings, because you're not going to come at me with all that craziness.
True.
Like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Wait, but how long did this last for?
Oh, I don't know. It's like a few months.
And then you said the sex was regular.
Yeah, it wasn't all that, like, oh my God. Like, it wasn't nothing to be going crazy over.
Not for you, but maybe for her.
Right,
it was.
Yeah, true.
Define regular sex to you. Now, wait, we're gonna go to both ends of the spectrum.
Okay.
Define regular sex with a female and then regular sex with a male.
So female wise, regular sex, I mean, it's nothing like extravagant. It's not like, oh my God, the head was so bombed, I gotta go back for it. Like, the strap, like, the pumps was okay, but it wasn't like, oh, I gotta go back to that. Like,
so they're toys.
Right. Okay. Or the head. Like, head could be mediocre as well. So,
I mean,
not all head is good head.
I mean, you know, and I'm talking for a friend, I'm not talking for myself. I've heard. No, but I've had a bad experience with oral sex before where it was just like, yeah, just forget about it. Like, no, never mind.
I mean, I've never told nobody to stop.
No, it was that bad.
Damn.
It was that bad. I'm like, Yeah, no, never mind. Did I tell you? No, never mind. Forget Damn. About it. Like, it was really that bad.
I mean, I feel like I shouldn't have to tell you how to eat me out, though. Like, I feel like you should just know. I mean, everybody's going to have their own style and their way of doing it. But it could be good or it could be bad.
I mean, sometimes you have to teach people.
No, I don't got time for that.
How to please you.
Nah.
Yeah, because everybody likes something different. So she may have been with somebody who likes something different, and she comes to you, and it's like she's bringing the same thing, but that's not your thing.
Nah.
Disclaimer, it was a guy I was talking about for me. Not a female, it was a guy. All right, so explain regular sex with a guy.
Head could be mediocre as well. Like, it could be, like, short, like a short round of like 2 minutes. Like, that's whack. That's regular.
I'm gonna need my 2 minutes back.
I mean, I'm not saying we gotta go like an hour, but like, you know, couple of rounds, you know, no breaks.
Wait, what?
Something.
You know, you and we were just talking about this. You too used to that strap on life, because that strap on has no downtime.
Yeah.
However, a guy, he needs a break. Some of them may say a break maybe 5 to 10 minutes. Some of them may need a couple of hours of a break.
I could tell with a couple of minutes, but that couple of hours, you done already took a nap, probably, you know, had a snack, and then you probably want to go at it, and I'm just like, nah, I'm not in the mood anymore.
You over it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? Guys, I've heard guys say this, that toys make females less sensitive. Or they give us, like, a false sense of what sex with a guy is supposed to be like. Do you feel like that?
No, not at all. I feel like, I know I've met some guys that's, like, against toys. Like, oh, I don't want to hold that in my hand. Like, I've met guys like that. I've met guys that's like, all right, let's go bring the toy out.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't think it makes me feel less sensitive, you know, comparison with toy and, you know, the real thing. I just think it enhances the sex life.
Right? And then there's no downtime.
Nope. So it's like, even if he goes down, he got the toy to replace it real quick, then he comes back up, we could just switch it up real quick.
Wait, what kind of... You single?
I am single.
I don't know how. You about to have hella DMs after this, because you over here talking about switching up 5 minutes, 2 minutes, switch back. No. Okay, so what do you prefer to be referred as lesbian, as bisexual?
If you had to put a name to it, I guess you could call it bisexual. But like, I know long term, I would want to be with a guy. Like now, like it was a time in my life where I was just like, oh, I'm just straight lesbian. You know, fuck guys. I don't like penis. Da da da. And then after I was with my ex girlfriend for 2 years, and after what we've been through, I was like, nah, I probably wouldn't take another female serious anymore. Okay. But I probably would like play with a female, maybe a threesome. But I would labeling wise, it would be bisexual, but it could also be called like free spirited in a sense as well.
Okay.
So yeah,
sexual fluidity. I guess that works. And that was going to be one of my questions. Like, do you ultimately see yourself settling down with a man or a woman?
No, it'll be with a guy.
With a guy.
Yeah. Like, even my mom, she doesn't care for the same sex thing. Like, so my mom is Asian, right?
Okay.
So my mom is very traditional. She's like, oh, you know, man and woman, and you need a baby, and I need to be a grandmother. And she's like, oh, if you be with a female, I'm not going to have a grandchild. I'm like, that's not always the case.
Right.
But, you know, that's how she feels. She's, you know, 100% Asian, so.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, but that's not to say that influences my choice of being with someone, you know, guy or female, but I'll prefer to be with a guy, though.
Okay. So right now is like no relationships with women. It's just playtime.
Yeah, just play.
All right. So when you meet someone, mm-hmm. do you tell them, like, you meet a guy, you tell him you're into women, too?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Guys like that shit, though.
I mean, I tell them about my past. I tell them, because, you know, they might ask questions like, you know, oh, how was your last relationship? And I'll tell them, like, oh, it was with the females, you know, over four years ago. We were together for 2 years. I'll tell them the whole entire thing. And they'll be like, oh, worse. So, like, you went to threesomes and da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had a threesome. I'm not opposed to a threesome.
Right.
But, I mean, if you want to bring a female to the bedroom, then that's cool. Just, you know, you don't have to know her, and I don't have to know her, and we could just make it a one-night thing, and that's what it is, so that we don't have any problems in the future.
Just an experience, mm-hmm. not a throuple.
Right.
One of my last guests, he actually had a relationship with two women. Mm. According to him, they were a throuple. And they all knew about each other. They were all legitimately in a relationship with each other.
And they was cool with that?
And they were all cool with it. He said it lasted for about, what, 6 months?
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
It's like a baby relationship.
Though. I mean, it's not... I mean, it's longer than my relationship. But, yeah, it worked for him. But I've heard people, you know, say that they would do the threesome experience or experience a woman with a guy for a short period of time, but they wouldn't make it a relationship.
I mean, I've had a couple slide into my DM from SoulSwipe, and they wanted to bring me into their relationship. Like, they were already, like, full-blown married. and, you know, I was kind of like, maybe, whatever, we'll see. And, you know, we was talking. But I just think because I wasn't attracted to how she looked, okay. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't with it or whatever. Like, he'll send me, like, you know, videos of them having sex.
What?
He'll send me videos of, like, her playing with herself. Like, I guess, like, to just get me into the mood of joining them.
Are you kidding me?
I'm serious. This is, like, a few months ago. And... you know, he was like, oh, you know, we should, like, link up and have some drinks. I'm like, well, I don't drink. That's number one. But then also, I was just like, you know, I want to be in a relationship. Like, I want to have a child by, like, 30.
Right.
And he was like, well, you know, in a perfect world, you know, we could all be a family together.
Goodbye. Like, he was trying to make you a sister wife. He wasn't even trying to make you their girlfriend. He was trying to make you a sister wife.
But he said, like, they had, like, another female before in their relationship for, like, maybe, like, a year or two.
What happened to her?
She moved.
To where?
A different state, I guess.
They lying? They probably buried her in their backyard. Yo, shit like this is the type of shit I see on Snap. I mean, I watch too much TV.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. They have space in Queens, you know, all that acres of land in Queens. I wouldn't
listen,
be surprised.
She in the back of somebody's yard, buried.
But then also, it was just like, they had a kid, and it was like, you doing all these sex escapades with these other women with your kid where? In the next room over? Nah, I'm good.
I'm good. I don't, you know what? Would you, well, no. I was going to say, would you do it with two men, but then two men.
No.
Oh, I have a question. Why is it, and this is what I'm going to ask the next guy we interview too. Why is it sexy for a threesome to be two women, one man, but for it to be called running a train when it's two men and one female? Do you agree with that? It's like a dirty thing if it's one female and two guys.
I mean, that's like saying, you know, it's dirty for a girl to be a porn star and she's just, you know, living her best life. I mean, I wouldn't do it personally. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I mean, I wouldn't mind a female and a male, but two guys and... Nah, I just think it's a whole society thing with the image and, like, oh, yeah, you let me and my mans be...
Right.
But, like, we all agree to it. Like, it's a lot. And people don't want to be judged. And I understand that. I guess I'm the same way in that aspect. Like, I wouldn't want to have sex with two guys. And then it's, like, it becomes a whole big thing.
Then it's a train.
Yeah.
It's legitimately a train. That's what they call it.
I mean, they might just call themselves gay because they had their dicks touching each other. So, I mean.
You know what? A lot of guys wouldn't agree to what you're saying right now. I'm just saying, a lot of guys wouldn't agree with what you're saying right now. But, okay, so in your DMs, IG,
uh-huh.
Are you getting messages from females and males? Like, do you have it up that you are bisexual?
No, I don't have it, like, in my bio or nothing like that. Like, I might, you know, leave a little emoji comment under a female's page. Just like how, you know, you might want to show a guy that you're interested in, you just double tap on a whole bunch of pictures for them to, like, hopefully get the picture that you want to talk to them.
Oh, wait, that's what you got to do? I need you to give me advice. Because you've been with the online dating, you slide in DMs, people slide in your DMs. So give me advice. If I see a guy mm-hmm. and I think he's cute mm-hmm. on Instagram, mm-hmm. how many pictures I got to like before?
Three minimum. At the same time, though. Like, back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
So you can see the notification.
But then I'm going to look thirsty.
No, you're not. Because they're going to do the same thing right back to you. And
you
like,
sure?
Oh,
my page is private, though.
Oh, see? That's why you fucked up, ass. See, you got to make it public.
No, because there's a lot of crazy people. I'm not going to say you stalkers, but it's just stalker-ish behavior.
Yeah, I get it.
So I keep my page private. So I got to unprivate my page?
I mean, but if you follow this person, they follow you back, then you don't have to, you know, make your page public.
But I'm not following nobody I think is cute.
Oh, so then you might have to go public then.
I'm going to follow somebody I think is cute. And I'm going to do what? I got to like back to back three pages.
Three pictures. Yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah.
And if he don't respond, then that's it.
I mean, you can't go like 10, 20 pictures. That's like, that's thirst right there.
Nah,
like,
I'm not doing 10. I think 3 pictures is thirsty.
No, like 3 to 5, 3 to 6, 7 pushing it.
Yeah. Wait, why you keep going up?
Because you know, sometimes like if you look at people's pictures, like they might have like the quotes. You don't like the quotes. You got like the pictures of them. Like if they have like pictures of their kids, you don't like those pictures either. You just like the pictures of them, you know, whatever they're doing.
Okay.
And then, you know, go from there and see if they like your pictures back. But like you have to make sure that they're on Instagram though. So for example, say you put up a picture, right?
Okay.
And then they liked your picture, that means they already on Instagram.
Right.
So if they liked your picture, then that's when you could go to their page, like 3 or 4 pictures of theirs, and they go back to your page, they like, you know, another 3, 4 of your pictures.
So it's like tag.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
exactly.
Like virtual tag.
Exactly.
But why? It's like pulling it's like pulling my hair and running. Like, just tell me you like me. Why I gotta like 3 of your pictures for you to like 3 of my pictures, for me to like 4, for you to like 5, and then we come back at 6, and then we might slide it into... Like, it's a headache. Don't it sound like a headache?
That's it. Yeah, but it's a technique to it. So, I mean, like, okay, so I was dating this guy.
Okay.
Around last year, this time.
Okay.
And he only had, like, maybe, like... 100 pictures, but out of the 100...
You said only 100?
Yeah.
I got, like, 20 pictures on my... I can't.
But out of, like, the 100, he probably had, like, maybe 10, 12 of himself.
Okay.
And, like, I had to really scroll to find a picture of himself. Because everything was just, like, quotes or, like, food or, like, his home and things like that. So, like, I found a picture of him, and I liked it. And then he had, like, my picture, and I slid in his DM. And I was like, I forgot what I said to him. I know it was like a line, like I was like kicking it to him, like, you know, one of those like smooth lines.
Oh my God.
And then he responded, and we was seriously dating for like 6 months. Yeah.
One of those, your feet must be hurrying because you've been running through one of those.
I think of something like, I didn't mean to slide in here, but I don't know. It was something.
But
something,
now that
something
I'm
smooth,
here,
yeah.
Like, oh shit. Wait a
but
minute.
But it worked though.
I gotta get my DM game up because I'm like slipping. Like I you know what? One, I really don't go and scroll through people's pages that I don't know. Mm. So I'm looking at the same people all the time, and these are my friends. It's not people I'm like really interested
you
in.
Venture out.
I know, I'm gonna just have to start hitting that discovery page,
yeah,
and like
that works too.
Scrolling.
Or like, you know what I do too? So like if I have a friend, like a guy friend, and he's posting like group pictures with his friends, and I think his group, well, his friends are cute. I'll see who's tagged, right? And then like, I'll see if it's public or private. If it's public, then I might like a few pictures here and there, you know, do the routine all over again.
But and this shit
private,
works.
It does work.
If it's private, you send in a request?
Absolutely. But then that's when you see like, oh, he got a girlfriend, he got to unfollow them.
But you can't always tell that they have a girlfriend.
This is true, too.
Because it's happened to me where the one time I slid in somebody's DM, he had no pictures with any females or anything. Turns out he had a whole girlfriend for like 2 years.
I know what that's like.
So you can't really tell whether these people have girlfriends or not.
No, this is true. So you got to look at their tag photos as well, because the girl would be tagging them in pictures, too.
I don't even know how to look at pictures that people... You see, all right, I think I'm going to need an Instagram tutorial.
I'm looking right now, girl.
I'm going to need an Instagram tutorial.
I was talking to this one guy, thought he was cute or whatever, and then we exchanged numbers on Instagram, and I was like, you got a girlfriend? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, so why ain't say nothing? Well, she's not on my page, but she tags you in these pictures, though. Yeah, we cool, though.
What?
Oh, what's up with you? Nah, you're doing a lot right now.
What?
You're doing a lot right now.
Wait, so she not on my page? Yeah, I got a girlfriend, but she not on my page, so that mean it don't count?
Mm.
So do you encounter these things with females as well? Like, oh, yeah, I didn't post my girlfriend, but...
No, see, like, with females, they're, like, again, like, they're, you know, very in tune with emotions. And, you know, if a girl has a problem with the man saying, like, you know, with not posting pictures of them or of her... Imagine when it's two girls dealing with the same exact emotions. So that's why they gotta post each other up to show the world that they together.
So you know when to, like, just leave it alone.
Yeah, yeah.
So you sliding through females' DMs, too?
Not too heavy.
Okay.
Not too heavy. But I have.
So other than Soul Swipe, what are some apps that you use? You said POF.
Yeah, POF. I've met my ex-boyfriend on POF before.
It's crazy people. Like, it's crazy people everywhere. Like, I'm just so afraid of, like, the whole digital online thing. It's, like, scary to me.
It's not bad. Like, I've met some good friends on, you know, online dating. Like, I have a friend. Like, matter of fact, I think, okay, so it was this article. I think it was, like, Spelman and Morehouse homecoming weekend. And it was BuzzFeed, matter of fact. And it was showing, you know, best dressed people. And it was this guy that was featured, and I was like, oh, he's cute. But mind you, I was like, you know, it was like no Instagram tag, no nothing like that. It was like this guy with a nice outfit. He had dreads, he had a beard. I was like, oh, he's fine. So then a few months later, I'm on Soul Swipe, and I was like, oh, this guy is cute. And I'm swiping through the pictures, and I was like, it's the same guy.
Really?
It's the same guy. And me and him was dating for like 3 months.
I was about to say, you sure it was him? Because you know people catfish.
No, it was him. It was him.
Have you been catfished?
It was him.
Have you been catfished?
No, I haven't been catfished. No?
Just stalked?
Yeah, just stalked. I haven't been catfished, though.
I'm low-key trying to figure out how to find somebody to stalk me. But I'm really not. Like, I kind of want to say it, but then I really don't want to put it out there in the universe.
Right, right.
But I just, you know, I just want to have that effect on somebody a little bit, maybe, or maybe not. I don't know. Depends on how far they go. It depends on how far they go. So when you're out in public, are you approached? I know you said you kind of have the same issues that I have from speaking to you earlier. Like, you have RBF.
Severe RBF.
So when you're, like, out with your girls or whatever.
I don't get approached at all.
Never?
Like, and then, like, if I do get approached, it's like, why you look so mean, ma?
Ugh.
I look regular. What are you talking about? Like, I'm just chilling. I'm here with my friends. They partying. I'm chilling. I'm regular. Oh, put a smile on your face, boo. For what? Like, you're not making me smile. Like, for what? I get that a lot.
Okay.
But I don't really get the, you know, hey, how you doing? You know, I just want to introduce myself. Like, I don't really get that so much. And I'm fine with that, you know, because I don't normally approach guys and do the same for them either. And that's just me because, like, you know, I'm, like, the more reserved one out of my friends.
Okay.
So it's like, I notice, like, wherever I may go, like, you know, guys gravitate to my female friends that's, like, you know, a little bit more, you know, extroverted.
Okay.
And that's cool. But I don't, I'm just chill. Regular.
I mean, I experienced the same thing. You say it doesn't bother you. It bothers me. Like, because you see, you get an action online.
Yeah.
I'm not into the online thing, so I'm really not getting action online.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather get action in person. Like, last night, we went to a little yacht Halloween party thingy.
It wasn't cold?
It was indoors.
Oh.
Yes, it was indoors. You know, there was some pretty, like, successful guys that were there.
Okay.
But it was hella cheeks.
Mm.
And I'm lacking. And, like, the cheek out is non-existent, clothes, empty.
Empty.
Like, no cheeks.
Okay.
Right? So this is what I'm up against. Like, this is my competition.
Right.
You got hella cheeks, just cheeks everywhere.
Right.
And then here I am in my, you know, my cute little dress. I got a little bit of cleavage,
right,
and, you
right.
know, my put my face on. And it's like, yeah, really, like, how do you compete with cheeks?
I don't know. How do you, I don't have cheeks either, so I don't know.
I mean, that's the thing. Guys will tell you, oh, yeah, you know, we not looking for that. We looking for, like, a wholesome girl. Yeah, sure.
Right. Like, they would want wholesome after they see the physical appearance.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
But then that's not what they're getting half the time.
Right. Absolutely.
And I feel like online, you can't really vibe with somebody as you would in person. Because I feel like when you meet somebody within 5 minutes, you know whether you get creeped out by them or not. Like, a bad vibe.
You could tell that through text messages as well, though.
Yes. Not all the time. No, you ain't know you was gonna get stalked.
You're right.
You see what I'm saying?
True. This is true.
It took a couple months for you to realize you was gonna get stalked.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But I mean, like, I was like talking to this guy maybe 2 years ago. I met on Soul Swipe.
Oh, here we go.
And you know, he was cool, but I was getting the vibe like, He didn't have a 5-year plan. And so we finally met for dinner. And I don't know, like, I could tell, like, the same way he was through text messages, it was the same thing in person. Like, he didn't know what he wanted to do. He was like, oh, I want to do fashion merchandising, but I want to be a plumber. I want to be this. I want to be
what?
That. How do you plan on doing all of that? Oh, I don't know. Okay, that's number one right there. And then number two, we out eating dinner, and then you're talking to me, and you're eating a salad, but you have all this dressing all over your face, and you just not wiping it off your face. All right, that's number two. So then now we're at the movies, and you just talking about throughout the whole entire movie. Like, this is not going anywhere.
So you making me want to delete Soul Swipe?
No, I mean, that's just one experience.
I didn't delete it, but I kind of signed out and I have not logged back in for probably over a week now.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I had, you know, I kind of was thinking about logging back in, but after these stories, I don't know if I'm gonna log in.
No, I mean, okay, I'm trying. Let's think about a good story. That okay, so the guy that I met from BuzzFeed, me and him are still friends.
On what?
But the one that I said that was on BuzzFeed and I found him on SoulSwipe, we're still friends. We're still friends.
I don't know.
I mean, we was dating and then kind of was like, I don't know, because he was, like, dating multiple women. I was like, so we kind of fell off. But we still friends, though. We still cool. We all right.
So I'm going to get back on Soul Swipe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You are.
I'm going to go out and find somebody who's, you know, handsome. I'm going to like 3 to 7 of his pictures within 10 seconds so he can notice me. And then at that moment, I'm going to make my page public. But right after, I'm going to make it private again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to keep it public. I can't make that promise.
But you could also, like, you know, even if you don't like pictures and you see someone that's attractive, you sliding in a DM doesn't hurt either.
I'm going to find somebody. By the end of the week, I'm going to find somebody sliding their DM.
Okay.
And I'm going to have another story for my next interview. Because something has have to happen. Like, it just has to happen soon. Sooner than later, it has to happen for me.
I mean, what kind of guys do you attract?
Old guys.
Old guys. Okay.
Old.
Okay.
Now, when I say old, let's not get this confused. I do not mean 3 to 5 to 10 years older than me. That's in my dating range.
Okay.
However, when I say old, I mean 70 plus. 65
Where are you going?
Plus.
That you meeting these old men?
Randomly. Like, I could be anywhere.
They're
and then, like,
Soul Swipe.
It's not on Soul Swipe. Listen, I logged into Soul Swipe, had the swipe left on somebody who had on, like, a kimono dress, pink. So I don't know what he had on, but I had to, like, screenshot it and send it to the producer. Like, is this crazy? Like, is this a fucking joke? Like, I can't. Like, things like that completely, like, just deters me from even wanting to use it at all. And then the fact that I saw somebody I work with on it, like.
Yeah, I've seen my coworkers on there, seeing, like, people's boyfriends.
I don't want to see.
Girlfriends
no.
on there. And you just swipe left and just keep going, pretend you ain't even see it.
No, but then for fun, I'm petty. For fun, I will swipe right just to see if you swipe
right. You know, I've
right.
done that before, too. You know, I've done that before. I did that recently. It was this guy that I know was dating one of my old best friends, and she was having his baby and he was on there and I swiped right to see what was going on and he swiped right for me too.
I gotta
and I was
go.
Like, oh no,
I gotta go.
I was like, damn,
I gotta go. I'd have been like, excuse me, isn't she pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they had a situation you didn't know about.
You're right this maybe, could be true too.
Maybe she ain't tell you that part.
You're right.
All right, then, Leash. It was good talking to you.
Yeah, same here.
So the next time I see you, I'm going to find out if you're dating. Well, you said it's play for the females and dating for the guys.
Yeah.
So we're going to find you a nice guy after we find me a guy first because I'm
all
selfish.
Right. Sounds good.
All right, thanks, everyone, for listening. Today's takeaway is, how do you feel about the topics that we spoke about today? How do you feel about, you know, same-sex dating? Is it easier for you to find a guy or is it easier for you to find a girl? And what are some of the techniques that you use? Write to me and let me know. Thank you.